Last week, Senator George Voinovich boycotted a hearing before the Senate Environmental and Public Works Clean Air Subcommittee when Backstreet Boy Kevin Richardson appeared on the witness list.
If this person had been on the list originally and hadn't been brought up at the last minute as, a stunt to get publicity, I wouldn't have had any problems with it.
Well, he's a man from Kentucky where a great deal of this mountaintop removal is going on.
It had nothing to do with whether Mr. Richardson was qualified or not qualified. It was a question of the fact that he was brought in at the last minute. The hearing was on a rule that was proposed by the Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency to clarify a definition of fill material. But if you're going to deal with mountaintop mining, then what it should be done is a bill should be introduced to prevent it from happening, and that bill should not be heard before our committee, but is more appropriately heard by the committee that's jurisdiction over the Department of Interior. So the whole purpose of this, I think, was to give Senator Lieberman an opportunity to do something for West Virginia. I mean, there's many agendas here in the Senate that people so often, hearings have more to do with their political ambitions or satisfying some special interest group. And all I'm basically saying is if we're going to do any of this stuff, let's do it according to Hoyle. And if we do, then we'll have a much more proper way of operating here in the Senate, make these hearings more meaningful.
Now, among the recent celebrity witnesses on Capitol Hill were Julia Roberts and Christie Brinkley. Would you have shut them out on a procedural matter?
No. If they'd come in at the tail end, I would have objected to it, sure.
Really?
Oh, of course. We have rules in the Senate. Rules fundamentally say that prior to having a hearing, you sit down with the staff sit down, and they identify who the witnesses are, and there's negotiation that goes on. At the last minute, and I really think this was a staffer that said, wow, we can get Kevin Richardson to come in. Pizzazz. So he then comes to my staff member and says, look, we'll give you another witness. It's 2 days before the hearing. Where do we get a witness to come in and prepare the testimony? So I'm just saying that if this Richardson had been on the list of original witnesses, I'd have had no objection to it.
You could have countered with an NSYNC member, maybe.
Yeah, I didn't even know who that. I didn't get the joke because I don't know who NSYNC is.
Not unlike the Backstreet Boys.
I'm just saying we have a lot of wonderful people out there that have causes, and God bless them. But when you're coming before a United States Senate committee, you ought to try to the best of your ability that if you have a star witness out there that's well known, that those individuals have a real, decent track record and have some expertise.
Now, Kevin Richardson has an environmental group. It's called Just Within Reach, and it's been active in the issue of mountaintop removal.
Yeah, and he's flown over mountaintops twice, he said. So the point, it's fine. If he'd been on, the question is not whether he's qualified or not qualified. The issue is the way it was done. That's what I protested, and hopefully in the future, Senator Lieberman and I will work it out. We won't have any more of these situations, last-minute people that are put on the witness list.
Senator George Voinovich, a Republican from Ohio.